Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever wanted to own a massive cowboy hat for no reason? Well, come on down to Tejas, to the Useless Hat Shop. We have multiple varieties of blue and red, with a nice, beautiful brown star to represent the Lone Star Republic. Yeehaw! Texas is love. Texas is life. Get these hats now. They're selling out as fast, and we have 20 left in stock. Order now.
If worn for a long period of time, it might lead to epic amounts of coolness and bloody stools. Uranium and hat should not be removed.
Now to get into our podcast, relax, chillax, take your Miralax, and listen up. Today we're going to be talking about Stephen F. Austin.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the
Daddy-O of Texas. Well, Angel, we need to talk about the man who had the pursuit to colonize Texas and expand west. Stephen's father, Moses Austin. Moses Austin was the man who got the grant to colonize Texas, but sadly, he died, and Stephen had to fulfill his father's dreams.
In 1820, Stephen brought in 300 Americans into the eastern part of Texas, colonizing it slowly and slowly but surely.
Then, in 1822, the Mexican government had some misinterpretations, and Stephen had to go to the Mexican government and prove the fact that the colonists and him were allowed to be there. And then he convinced them to let them stay there and allow a constant flow of immigrants.
In 1835 through 1836, the Texan War began, as the colony wanted to become its own state and gain independence from Mexico. But we can't forget what happened in between these dates. Austin had got arrested and began to feel a constant pressure and irritability from the Mexican government's laws to ban immigrants. This led to the Battle of the Alamo from 1846 to 1846 as well. This later affected the Manifest Destiny movement. Just like God's will.
The Alamo was a defeat for the Texans, but this defeat raised the morale of the Texans. This became the chant for the Texans, a war cry really. It gave them the power to beat the Mexicans in the gain of Texas.
The war cry was, "Remember the Alamo." Americans weren't sure if they wanted Texas as a state after the Texans had won the war because of the imbalance of slaves in the South compared to the North. Texas temporarily became its own country only for a short period of time, known as the Lone Star Republic. But this is all thanks to Stephen F. Austin and his father Moses Austin. This made America expand, and most importantly, it made America expand west. And that's the story
of the Daddy-O of Texas. Remember the Alamo!